For centuries leading up to the Second Vatican Council, today, 8 days following the birth of Jesus, today's celebration was the holy name of Jesus. It was the celebration in which, on the day of the circumcision, Jesus would have received the name from Joseph, his foster father, in obedience to the angel and the command given in the dream. Joseph naming Jesus, and Jesus being circumcised and entering into the covenant of Abraham. We can see the effects or the residual in the readings that are chosen today for Mass. The first reading, the blessing that the Lord teaches Moses and Aaron in order to invoke his name in blessing upon the people. We don't hear it in the blessing because we hear, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you. The Lord look upon you." But every place where the word Lord is placed is where the name of God was to be. I am who am. The mysterious name of God revealed to Moses at the burning bush. In order to not speak God's name in vain, every time that appears, the letters of Adonai were placed, Lord, so that they knew that that is where the name of God was to be. So the first reading, God teaching his people how to invoke his name in order to receive blessing. In the second reading, again, we see that the Spirit of the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that Jesus received in his baptism, that same Spirit being poured within us, so that God would receive a name, that we would cry out to God in spirit and in truth. And what would it be that we would cry out to God? How would we address God? In spirit and in truth, we would address God as Father. The same way that Jesus, the Son, the eternal Son, always co-eternal with the Father. Same way in which Jesus speaks of his Father, addresses him, calls him. In that same intimacy, my brothers and sisters, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and we call out the name of God. Not Mr. Eternal or Dr. Powerful, but Father. A name which is intended to invoke an incredible depth of intimacy between us and our God. That the Spirit of truth would well up within us and that we would speak to God, Father, Papa, Daddy. Gospel texts, Jesus receives his name. So for over 100 years of the existence of this parish, this is the patronal feast of our parish. Today, in continuity with that and the reforms of Vatican II, today's feast was changed in order to honor Mary under the title of Mother of God. But it fits in continuity with what we've just talked about. It is through relationship, through knowing the truth about who God is, that we know the truth about who we are. The second reading, that the Spirit of truth resides within us, that we call God Father. It reveals our relationship with God, and it reveals who we are before him. This is just words on a paper, my brothers and sisters. They're not just words on a paper. They're words of spirit and truth, which invoke meaning of who we are. Who we have become. Mary is Mother of God. Why? Because Jesus is God. It's a clear declaration about the divinity of Jesus, and therefore Mary is Mother of God. Not just mother of his human body, she is the mother of Jesus, and Jesus is God. Now, sometimes people get a little bent out of shape by that title, Mother of God, because they're like, oh, well, you're saying that Mary existed before. No, we're not. We're just saying that she's his mom and that he's God. It's as simple as that. Jesus is divine. He's existed for all eternity. Mary's a human being who came into existence in time. But it doesn't take away the fact that Jesus is God and she's his mom. And so we declare, she receives this title, she receives this invocation as the Theotokos. Why? Because of her relationship with Jesus. It is the same for us, my brothers and sisters. We speak about all of the truths of our faith. We catechize it, we put it into a book, and we number it, and we structure it, and we organize it into a nice, beautiful thought. But do we take the time to understand that when God speaks and reveals who he is and who we are to him, that it speaks of our identity, of who we are? Who are we that we cry out to the God of the universe, Father? Every time we say, you know, all right, let's pray in the words that Jesus taught us, our Father who art in heaven, I mean, we just zip right through it. Never even pausing to reflect on what we've just done. We've just referred to the creator of the whole universe as being in intimate relationship with us. There's a trend in culture today to define ourselves and then basically to blow up every box so that nobody can actually put themselves in a box. They just define, we're definingless, you know? 6,000 different things we could possibly be. Define yourself. Surprised nobody's defined themselves as a... Never mind, I'm not going to say it. My brothers and sisters, we are defined by our relationship with truth. It happens. We grow up in a family. And, you know, in that family, there's a certain context, and you fit in this spot, right? Right? Your brothers and sisters know it. You know the role that you play with your brothers and sisters. And for those of us that grew up and didn't like that role, we left home. We left home and we spread our wings and we figured out who we were and we came back and we no longer fit in the box that our family put us in. Everybody has had an experience like that? But we're not talking about being defined by other weak, frail human beings who are broken, who have experienced the sin in their life and all this. We're talking about being defined by God, by truth, by love. This confusion of our current generation, not desiring for them to be defined by anything. This is true freedom, to be nothing. You know what that turns into, my brothers and sisters? I want you to think about the people that have everything that they could possibly want. They have everything. But when they don't know who they are or why they exist, what do they end up doing? End up taking their life. How important it is that we understand that in our relationship with God, that God speaks to us. He speaks to us, he calls us by name, and he announces our purpose. We are not an accident. That we were created, that his longing, have you ever seen the longing of a couple that's expecting their child to be born? The longing to see their child for the first time? You know this? How much more did your heavenly Father long for you to take your first breath? Because he has been thinking about you before the world was created. Before the world was created, you were known. At the very moment you would come into existence, your heavenly Father desired for you to come into existence. How long has he been waiting for you to take your first breath, to take your first step? How long has he been waiting for you to call him Father? Did you hear it? Did you hear it? She said, Daddy, did you hear it?
It sounded like blah blah more than daddy, but okay. I know you heard what you wanted to hear, right?
My brothers and sisters, we need to know who we are. Jesus receives the name today because he is Savior, because he will save his people from their sins. This is exactly what his name means. God has called all of us by name. He knows you, he loves you, and he calls you into relationship with him, my brothers and sisters. It is okay to be defined by him. Who is not imposing a burden or restrictions upon your freedom or your identity. He is speaking the truth and setting us free to truly be who we were created to be. Amen.